1929, the stock market crash, the Great Depression. Are there any memories?
Oh, yes, it was pretty hard. Mother had brothers. Two of them lost their jobs, and they had a hard time. Mother helped them a great deal. And the drilling business wasn't so hot either. So things were leaner.
The Depression ended in 1932.
Well, I was going to TU in 1932.
Okay.
I imagine that's kind of why that wine episode happened.
Did people come to your door begging? Or?
Oh, I think they had our house marked. Mother felt like that in that old neighborhood there on South Main, all that little park in there had alleys in the back. Like this would be Baltimore up here, and this would be Main Street up here. Well, right here in the middle then, there was an alley. We had a concrete block wall along our alley. Mother felt like that they kept a mark on that wall because they were constantly coming to our back porch looking for something to eat or maybe something to do. She often kept straggly-looking colored boys stay in the basement all night or something of that sort, you know.
So she would help and she would give food or
oh,
put them to work?
She gave food or clothing to them lots of times.
That was because of the Great Depression?
Yes.
In Tulsa, blacks in the 50s and 60s, when you went go downtown shopping and all, did you recall seeing blacks only or whites only?
No, I don't particularly remember that, but I knew that blacks didn't ride the streetcars in the front seat or anything like that.
When Greenwood was really booming, it was a wonderful place in Tulsa, largest, wealthiest of Oklahoma's African-American communities. It was a hotbed of jazz and blues in the 20s.
Yes. Well, I wasn't old enough to participate.
So you didn't get up. Did your family go into the Greenwood area at all? I remember going there?
Only except maybe to pick up or take home a domestic person, you know, that my mother had.
Okay.
Maybe she'd drive them home or something like that. That's all.
Did you have, as you call them, domestics ever since you could remember early on?
Always. Always.
Become fond of them? I mean, they were probably part of your family?
Well, no, not really. Except that we got to know them very well, and there was one colored boy that we got to know pretty well. His name was Jesse Oliver. He stayed in our quarters for a year or two. He wanted to make some extra money, so he decided that he'd like to wait tables at the Tulsa Club or something of that sort. So my aunt taught him how to serve at the table after he had his first little job, little weekend job at the Tulsa Club. He reported, he said, "I served the table and I didn't drop nothing on nobody." In other words, he didn't spill a thing when he served the place.
Yeah.
I didn't drop nothing on nobody.
What's your earliest recollection of radio, listening to the radio?
Well, we had a good friend named Frederick Boyson, and he was the purchasing agent for the Public Service Company of Oklahoma. He had the first radio that I ever listened to. It was a little box. Mr. Boyson knew it was a treat for me to come and put the headphones on and listen to his radio.
Did you eventually get a radio in your own house?
Oh, yeah. We finally got a radio, and it was in a cabinet with legs that were about as high as this table. In fact, I still have that cabinet. I cut it down and keep stuff in it, in the part where the radio works was. I later got interested in hi-fi and that kind of stuff. A good friend of mine could build that kind of stuff, and so Charles Wesley would build me an awful nice set that I had for years and years. It played records and radio as well.
Do you remember hearing Franklin Roosevelt, the president, on the radio?
Oh, yes. That was quite an event. We all listened to Mr. Roosevelt. That was my first vote when he was inaugurated, first time.
He had fireside chats?
Oh, yes. We always listened. He did a great deal for Northwest Arkansas.
What was that?
Built schools, cleared timber, and rebuilt the town of Siloam Springs. Just blossomed under Roosevelt, the improvements that they made in that little town.
He was responsible, too, for the dam that was built at Grand Lake.
Yes.
They arranged for him to have a stop there at Disney in the late 30s, so they headed on his attention. And when he went back, told them that because of that, he authorized the building.
The Grand River Dam.
Right.
He did a lot for us.
Did you remain a Democrat then the rest of your life?
Well, sir, I hope it isn't over yet.
It is not, truly, but the part that you have lived?
Well, I've stayed pretty much a Democrat